MTU Kerry recently held two successful events to promote student well-being and enhance biodiversity on campus. The events involved planting shrubs, plants and 180 native trees on both the north and south campuses, as well as a series of talks. I spoke with a number of staff and students who came out to support the event.
My name is Catherine O'Sullivan and I'm a lecturer in the Department of STEM at the Munster Technological University. I'm also in the MTU Green Campus Committee. And the committee aims to promote and implement sustainable practice across the MTU campus. And it links overall well-being in the campus and local community. So the Green Campus Committee, it comprises a steering committee with five subcommittees, namely water, waste, energy and transport, biodiversity and communication and engagement. So we like to create a holistic approach to sustainability and continue to foster a culture of sustainability and environmental responsibility within the MTU. So the event that's happening here today is tree planting, which my colleague Sheila is going to talk about. And just to say that it has been funded by the HEA under a Path 4 project. So we are delighted to be having this event here today.
Great, thank you so much. And I'll come over to yourself now if you want to just introduce yourself and tell me a bit about your role here.
My name is Sheila O'Mahony. I'm a marketing lecturer here in MTU in the Department of Business. I'm also the Engagement and Communication Officer for the Green Campus. So today we're having a really exciting planting event where our students and staff are coming together to create outdoor spaces for the students to promote well-being across the campus. Yesterday we also had a planting event on the South Campus and we're planting 180 trees on campus. These have been supported by Trees on the Land and we are also supported by Tralee Tidy Towns. And this is one of the initiatives that we are rolling out this year as part of Green Campus. And we're hoping to run more events over the next year. We're planning on more planting events. We're also improving our waste segregation. We introduced new bins a few months ago so that the waste products are recycled more effectively on campus. And we hope to introduce more initiatives over the next year. And our staff and students are embracing all these initiatives, which we're grateful for.
My name is Gerard O'Carroll. I work in MTU. I'm in the Department of Social Sciences and I'm a member of the Green Campus Committee. The event here today looking at how we can be a bit more friendly to the local environment and at the same time maybe work on the social aspect of, you know, we still want people to have coffee together, we still want people to come out and plant trees and plants together. So it's a social activity.
My name is Niall Fitzgerald and I work in the Ready team. So I'm an electronic engineer by trade, but I'm an engineer in residence here. But I'm also part of the Green Campus because I suppose I have a lot of interest in biodiversity and in meadow management and hedgerow management in my spare time. It was an obvious area to get involved in as well, yeah.
And do you want to tell me a bit about the event today and the importance of it?
Yeah, look, it's great. It's I suppose it's great to raise the awareness across the campus. So people will see the trees being sown, they'll be kind of asking questions. It's great to get all the students involved, get them used to setting trees, but also, I suppose, seeing the benefits of the trees once they're set. And look, just generally raise an awareness of biodiversity, biodiversity loss, and how everyone can do their own little bit to help.
And do you want to tell me about some of the trees that are being planted here today?
Yeah, so look, there's a lot of natives, probably predominantly natives, oaks, there's some cherries, there's native heritage apple trees being set, then hawthorn, hazel, oak, but there's some nice ornamental non-natives as well, like Himalayan birch and things like that. So just nice specimen species that also are good for wildlife, but mostly the natives, because that's the best benefit to biodiversity is the native plants. So look, a lot of these are flowering plants, flowering trees, so that's obviously for our pollinators, and then like they'll flower at different times. So like say willows will flower very early, they provide early feed for the bees that are coming out of hibernation. Then as they stagger along, you get the hawthorns are a really, really important nectar source for the bees. And then just generally like the likes of hawthorn, I think they've done studies on it and they've seen that there's like up to 100 different species of insects and birds that nest in hawthorn. So look, the benefits are huge, and then they all go to fruit, so they feed the birds in the autumn then as well. So there's a massive benefit. And look, the birds have basically evolved with the native plants, and the more native plants that are there, the better for them, because that's what they're basically evolved to feed off of. That's supposed what biodiversity is all of the, how everything is intertwined over time, and too many non-natives then can lead to, I suppose, a kind of breakdown of that web that's there. So that's kind of, I suppose, what the biodiversity is. Yeah. Look, I suppose it's just important for, with tree planting as well, it's to balance it with like meadow management as well, because I think a lot of people think that trees are great, which they are, but there's certain places that trees might not be the most appropriate to put them in. Like if you had a species rich meadow, that would be more appropriate to manage as a meadow and better for biodiversity, for bees and pollinators, than putting trees in there, because as the trees grow, you lose all those species. So look, it's a case of just, I suppose, educating the people here that trees are good in some areas, but not at the risk of losing an existing species or an existing biodiversity.
My name is Hazel Joy, and I work at North Campus Library here at MTU, and I'm currently involved in a biophilia project.
So if you want to explain what biophilia is, I think it's a phrase a lot of people wouldn't be familiar with.
That's right. So biophilia, the word biophilia comes from Greek words bio, which means life, and philia means love of, so a love of life. And in the biophilia hypothesis context, it's to do with nature, getting us in touch with nature. And I'll just read out what the official sort of definition is. It's the innate tendency to seek connections with nature and other forms of life. So it's just bringing nature into our lives more, because apparently we're indoors 90% of our time, so we can't go out into nature, so we have to bring nature into us.
Do you want to give me some examples of biophilia?
Certainly. The most obvious one that we're doing at the moment here in the library is just having more interior plants and greenery. Now, obviously, biophilia is something that's of great concern in design and architecture, trying to accommodate nature. But we have our building here, so we have to work with what we have. So we're bringing plants in. We've had more house plants in the library, promoting views of the exterior landscape. So we have our students here who are planting more plants outside our windows. Highlighting the colour green in promotional material, that's our social media, our posters and our plasma screens inside in the college, and placing nature images and sounds on the plasma screens, and increasing natural light into the interior spaces. So we changed around a few of the shelves inside in the library so we can maximise the light coming in the bigger windows.
And do you want to tell me the benefits of this for ourselves?
Certainly. There are a number of benefits. There are physiological health benefits. So being in touch with nature reduces blood pressure. It reduces cortisol. And cortisol is our stress hormone. And it's said to relax muscles as well. So it's quite beneficial. And as well as that, from a psychological health perspective, it's said to reduce anxiety, reduce stress, enhance creativity, and increase focus.
Do you want to give a comment on the benefits environmentally from this?
Well, it started with regard to the whole environmental thing, in that the more plants you have, the more oxygen will be created, because obviously in the process of photosynthesis, they take in carbon dioxide and they give us oxygen as a result. So the more plants we have, the better.
For everyone involved.
Exactly, for the whole planet, not just MTU here.
My name is Michael Dowling. I study business studies. Marketing in the North Campus of MTU.
My name is Nelson Obude, and I also study marketing in the North Campus here in Chile.
And can I ask you, what brought you out here today?
We just, like, you know, a few of our teachers were telling us about what you were doing here today, and we kind of wanted to help, you know, create like a nice area for the students, and just, you know, it's always nice to do whatever you can to help the environment.
And do you want to tell me about what you were doing today here?
Today we were actually mulching, so we were putting the plants into the soil and getting cardboard around the plants to keep it stuck into the grass so that it doesn't, you know, so it doesn't lift out.
And are you glad you came out?
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, I'm having a great time, and it's just a nice thing to do.
And what about yourself?
Yeah, I really enjoyed the experience. It was a nice fun thing to do. Yeah,
I just think everyone should just get out there and just just do their part in helping their helping the environment.
Yeah, I want to see more numbers for the next one, so everyone should come out and give it a go.
I'm Matthew, doing wildlife biology from TIP.
I'm Sophia, I'm from Italy, and I'm also doing wildlife biology.
I'm Jeremiah, I'm from Spain, and I'm also in wildlife biology.
And if you want to tell me a bit about this event today.
So just planting some of the trees around North Campus, trying to help the planet some bit.
What made you want to get involved today?
It's also very therapeutic, personally, but it's just to like increase the beauty of these grasslands here. There's nothing here, it's just empty. So it's also to create a nicer environment and to help us and the planet, and essentially to make it better.
Do you want to tell me about some of the types of trees that are being planted here today?
Well, we have planted some wild cherries, some oak, some white thorn, black thorn, just to name a few. And we just planted them around the North Campus just to, as you know, my partner said, to liven up the mood of this campus and make it more vibrant.
Obviously carbon emissions are a big issue nowadays and stuff like that, and climate change, so it's nice to just have some trees that aren't just good looking to look at, but also are having a good role with negating the climate impact and stuff.
At some point we were just having fun and like putting mud on our faces, so it was also enjoying to do it with friends and yeah, we're just having a laugh.
Brilliant.
Just take care of the planet, guys. And if you can, clean up for any trash you see around the world, you know, and just make sure to keep the world clean. And, you know, if you can find a tree, you're invited to North Campus.
My name's Fiona Gillespie. I'm the PRO of the Wildlife Society, and I am student representative for the Green Initiative. Today was great crack altogether. It's really nice to see students. I've been approached by so many students, sure, because I'm a mature student myself, so it's really nice when people come up and say, this was so fun, we have to do more things like this. And other students are really happy to be out and doing things. You know, it's very easy to get stuck indoors and do assignments and things like that, and it's so nice to be able to see everyone smiling and slipping in the mud and having a good laugh.